Pedestrians are enjoying their newfound space around Rockefeller Center, with crowds only expected to grow once the tree is lighted tomorrow. WCBS's Steve Burns is there.
Some people, out of habit, are still walking in the crosswalk, looking both ways. But Steve, visiting from Switzerland, is gleefully strolling down the middle of 49th Street.
Just stumble into it, and I'm kind of wondering what's going on.
He says people can spread out if they're not watching out for cars.
Well, especially this time of year when it's busy, when people are shopping, I think it just improves the mood. There's less stress.
The barricades were first brought out the day after Thanksgiving, closing down 49th and 50th between 5th and 6th Avenues to cars during most afternoons and evenings, mornings as well on weekends. Another lane is also given to those on foot along the avenues. Some are less enthused about all this, among them the MTA. City Transit President Andy Byford blasted what he called the city's unilateral decision that didn't take buses into account. For now, they're skipping stops in the area. The plan's supporters, including Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer, have called for the closures to stay year-round. Right now, they're slated to end in early January. At Rockefeller Center, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.